Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introverts face unique challenges in our workplace nowadays. In the work culture that leans towards extroverts, introverts often feel left out. And on the phone with me for this segment, I have Jane Finkel. She has 25 years of experience as a career coach. Her new book helps introverts become more assertive. So thank you for joining me today, Jane. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, Steve, I have worked as a career coach and a counselor for over 25 years. So I work with people who are going through career transitions or having difficulty adjusting to the workplace. And before this, I worked at the University of Pennsylvania with the Wharton School, helping both alums and undergraduates with employment and with resumes and interviewing skills.
Okay, now you say in your book that a person should build confidence by evaluating their own values, their personal styles, interests, and achievements. Tell us about that.
Well, I think one of the challenges for introverts is they sometimes feel like they're competing with all the talking in the room. And often when I see clients who tend to lean towards introversion, they'll say, well, I don't know what to say, or they don't know how to articulate the strengths and the talents that they bring to the table. So that's one of the values of doing self-assessment, stepping back and thinking about, what are my signature accomplishments? What do I value, meaning what's really important to me? Where are some of my talents and skills? What makes me interesting? And being able to think about that in advance really informs an introvert and probably anyone. What's the approach to writing a resume? What are you going to say in a network event? What about if you go to a meeting at work? So I think what the self-assessment process does is also boost confidence. And that's the foundation of everything.
Okay, now you just mentioned writing a good resume. I imagine writing a good resume is very important, but how does one go about doing that?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to have direction, and you have to know who your audience is. That's probably the most important aspect. But the other thing is that we are in the age of acceleration, and employers definitely want to hear what your responsibilities are, but they're actually most interested in outcomes. So I think it's even before I start to talk to clients about their experience, I like to focus on accomplishments. So one of the most important things in a resume is to make sure those specific accomplishments come through. Otherwise, employers they look at these resumes sometimes 30 seconds, and they're looking for something very specific. And again, they'll take an overview of, what you're supposed to, your main responsibilities are, but they're going to be targeting into what did you accomplish. And accomplishments can be reducing costs, introducing something innovative, some success on a very specific project that returns some very positive results. So I think it's very important, beyond it looking like an attractive presentation, to also the content and to really focus in on what's kind of unique and will resonate for the employer.
Okay, very good. Now, you also talk about writing a resume in LinkedIn format. Tell us about that. What do you mean exactly?
Well, I think the LinkedIn format is a little, we have shorter attention spans. And the way LinkedIn is set up, you have to keep cursor down, right, to get all the information. And employers, at least they tell me that it's hard to just keep cursoring down if you put too much information. So in general, they're mostly interested in maybe what you've done in the last 5 or 7 years. And you can certainly include other information, maybe just listing it. But it's also, what's a little different about LinkedIn is that you sometimes can tell more of a story. So there's an opportunity to write a summary, and you can actually use pronouns, which the etiquette on a resume is you just write these short bulleted statements. So you can be a little bit more personal on LinkedIn. And you can also add sometimes things that you can't add on a resume, like if you've published, you know, a few articles. You can't put that on a resume, but you can attach them to your LinkedIn profile. So I think it gives you a greater opportunity to actually tell your story.
Okay, now everything nowadays, of course, is based around social media. Can you use social media to your advantage?
Well, I think for introverts, it's actually a gift because they like to introduce themselves in writing first. So often they're able, if they're trying to make a connection with a network contact, it's a little easier for them to first write an email note, you know, providing a little bit of information about themselves and just giving them a basic introduction rather than talking on the phone. So, you know, I think, you know, that's an advantage to introverts to do that.
Introverts may not be so good at face-to-face meetings, so do you have some good tips on how to express yourself clearly and confidently in those meetings that you may attend?
Yes. I think there's the one thing that really helps introverts, because one of their strengths is reflecting and having time to think about things. So if they can do advanced planning, usually the execution works really well. So, for example, you talked about networking. In my book, I have something called the Savvy Formula. So it's really very similar to the 30-second elevator speech, but often introverts don't like that term. They think it's sort of slick. So the Savvy script is very similar to the 30-second elevator speech, but each letter stands for something. And basically, by the end of going through the formula, they know what to say. So as long as the introverts have an opportunity to think about how they want to introduce themselves, again, I'm going to highlight accomplishments. What are some of the skills that they might bring to a certain occupation, and what kind of person they are? So one of the letters in there of savvy is virtue, and sometimes introverts aren't always good about talking about, you know, some of their personal qualities that might be very attractive to an employer. And then I think in terms of meetings, it's kind of the, I actually have three rules for speaking up, three golden rules. And the first is this reflection, which is very natural to introverts, to really think about what's the question you want to ask, what are the key points. And then the second is preparation. You know, how are you going to organize your thoughts? Is it going to be in PowerPoint? Are you going to make a list? Will you have an agenda? And then the last one, maybe those first two will be helpful to anyone, but the last one about rehearsal, to actually practice. So if they're doing a presentation and they're nervous about it, they might actually find a trusted friend or a colleague and do some role-playing or practice with them to get some feedback. And maybe they can actually videotape themselves. But I think that advanced planning and practice really helps introverts articulate what they want to say and feel like what they have to say really matters.
Okay, you also talk about building relationships. I imagine that is very important, but who should you build relationships with?
Well, in the workplace, you build relationships with everyone. Starting, obviously, maybe the most important relationship is with your supervisor, or if you're the manager, with your team. It's also really important to build relationships with your colleagues or your team members. And then I think people often forget the importance of administrative staff, so the administrative assistants. You know, sometimes I think people ignore them or feel like they can go by them, and I think that's a big mistake because the administrative assistants often have hopefully a good relationship with the senior manager. And now, if you're not behaving well or you're not treating them politely or they observe you doing something in the workplace that's not professional, they may actually give some feedback to the senior manager.
Okay, you also talk about possibly practicing your speech or practicing your presentation ahead of time, but how can introverts overcome their fears that prevent them from embracing new challenges?
Well, I think sometimes I tell people to feel the fear and do it anyway. Because I think we all have to go beyond our comfort zone sometimes and take risks, and that helps to build confidence. But I think there's a few things, specific things they can do. You know, I think we live in this world of mindfulness, and it does have some power. So I think sometimes doing some, you know, deep breathing before, you know, they're going to be doing a presentation is really helpful. I'm also a proponent of creative visualization because I think you see images and it connects to your unconscious, which is a very powerful force that I think people don't always take advantage of. And I think, you know, there's cognitive behavioral therapy techniques where, you know, you talk, you write down all your fears, and then on the other side, you highlight the rational side. So one, the fearful side could say, you know, I'm afraid I won't remember what I'm going to say. And then on the other side will be, you know, I will have my notes in front of me, and it's rare that I forget what I want to say. So you're shifting to the rational side. And then, you know, there's a really interesting, Amy Cuddy wrote a book on, you know, body language. And so sometimes the physical posture of holding your hands up in a V apparently can be very helpful. It's like you're forming victory. Your body's forming victory. So.
Okay, very good. Now tell us about your book. Tell us about the name of it once again and tell us where we can get it.
Great. It's The Introvert's Complete Career Guide, From Landing a Job to Surviving, Thriving, and Moving on Up. And the book takes the reader from the basic concept of self-assessment to the basics of job search, from resume to interviewing to networking, social media. And then the last part of the book focuses on the workplace. You know, if you're starting a new job or if, you know, you want to continue to advance and survive and thrive, there's a lot of good tips and techniques that'll help you in any stage of your career.
Great. If there's one point that you could make, what would you tell the introvert on how to be more assertive?
I would say embrace your introversion. There's a lot of really good qualities that introverts have, and mix it with extroverted skills. And you may have to test things out, and sometimes it might be uncomfortable, but I think we all need balance. And so, you know, we want introverts to feel good about who they are, but also understand that our workplace requires us to speak up and take initiative. So it does a demand that we integrate extroverted skills.
And where can we pick up a copy of the book?
Well, it's available at bookstores, but it's also on Amazon.com, IndieBound.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Jane Finkel, career coach and career counselor, and we've been talking about her new book, which helps introverts become more assertive. So thank you once again for joining me today, Jane. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.